That was Mangwanani by Faith of Our Fathers. And on the line, we are joined by Pastor Stanley. How are you doing today, Pastor?
I'll bring you back. And so,
hello.
Hello, Pastor Stanley. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us here on the line to, discuss the impact of daily choices today.
Amen. Amen.
Essentially, I was just telling our listeners while we were getting you on the line that daily decisions, whether seemingly insignificant or monotonous, play a crucial role in shaping our lives. Each choice we make contributes to the overall direction, character, and quality of life. From deciding what to eat for breakfast to making a career-changing decision, our daily choices impact our physical health, mental well-being, relationships, and spiritual growth. And this is what we essentially want to talk about today. So my first question, Pastor, is how do small daily decisions accumulate to shape our overall life trajectory?
Yeah. First of all, let me start by saying decisions that we make, every choice that we make, they contribute towards our success and failure in life. So everything that we choose today determines how our tomorrow will be.
Look like.
So when we commit, it's like when we commit ourselves to the small things that we do, beginning with, you can talk about, time to wake up. It looks to be a small issue, but it has got an effect on how your day will be, how you end, how your month will be, how your week will be. So everything that we do, those small habits, they affect our destiny.
Right. They end up accumulating.
So every day, every decision that one makes, from the choices that we choose, it could be the choice of food, the choice of certain activities that we eat, everything, they end up to shape our destiny and how our life will turn up.
Right.
The decisions we make today affect our life tomorrow. It may be a week or in 10 years' time.
True.
And this can also determine how our future will be. And we know, when we look at all of us, we celebrate birthdays. We celebrate birthdays once in a year.
Right.
But if there's something that should ring in our mind, is how we live on a daily basis. Because every day contributes towards that a celebration or the annual calendar that you are going to celebrate will not be determined by that day we are having. You may set up to say, I want to go and celebrate my birthday in Johannesburg. You want to go to Dubai. You want to go to some place. You are planning. You may plan to do that, but it is not that day which determines it, which should determine your celebration, but how you are making choices on a daily basis. Very, very important.
True. And I think sometimes people say, like, how my day started is how, I feel the day is going to be. What I say by that is like, if I woke up, did you wake up at the wrong side of the bed? Or, that kind of like discourse that people have sometimes. So in what ways can our morning routines influence the rest of our day?
Yeah, morning routines are very, very important. And when I talk about morning routine, I may start with the time that you wake up. The time you wake up will contribute towards a productive day, or you may mess up during that day.
Right.
What are some of the things that we should consider as we wake up early in the morning. You read the Bible. I like one text in the book of Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Now, this is a model that Jesus Christ gives us.
Right.
We celebrate Jesus, how he lived, how he performed different kinds of miracles. All that also depended on how he lived as a human being. Because Jesus Christ, apart from being the Son of God, he is also a human being. The book of Mark chapter 1, verse 35, tells us that Jesus woke up early in the morning, before dawn. While it was still dark, he woke up and went to some solitary place. What did he do there? He prayed. So in his routine life, we learn that Jesus Christ had the habit of prayer. Prayer, you know, makes us to communicate with God.
Right.
Who gives us the day? Who sustains us on a daily basis? Mm. So when we wake up early in the morning, have this proper dedication with God. It contributes towards positive thinking and productivity even during the day. There are certain challenges that we may encounter during the day.
Right.
But if we have taken time to dedicate ourselves, it really helps us to face any challenge or any circumstance, knowing that God, who is on my side, will not let me down.
Hmm.
So apart from prayer, I've talked about wake time to wake up. I've talked about prayer. We must also talk about, you know, the physical exercises.
Right.
When you take exercises early in the morning, you do some exercises. What are you doing? You are just bringing back that energy in your body so that you can have some strength to do certain activities.
Right.
Have you ever wondered why you get in the office, it's somewhere around 10, and you feel drowsy, you just want to sleep, you don't want to do anything?
Mm.
Those habits, they come as a result of what we have done as we were starting the day.
Right.
Daily routine influence how our day will be. And you know, when you talk about the day, if these routines are repeated, they will spoil this day, your next day, the whole week, your month, your
right.
year, and then we leave, you know, you begin to regret, to say, how did I spend my whole year without any good results?
Mm.
Mm.
And
yeah.
in addition to that, how then does dietary choices also impact that physical health and that level of energy that you were talking about that sort of kind of disappears later on? How does our dietary choices impact that as well?
Yeah, dietary choices are very, very important, because we all know that we are what we eat. What we eat contributes towards our optimal health, or you may actually lose the energy. You fail to do certain activities because of low energy levels. As well as, you know, if your brain is not supplied with adequate nutrients, oxygen, and the energy that is required, you may not even make proper decisions. You may not have a productive day.
Mm.
So the decisions that we make in terms of diet, they contribute to our physical health as well as to the levels of our energy.
True.
I like, when it comes to this, I like using the pyramid of foods. When it comes to choosing what to eat, the most heavy stuff that you'd like to eat, let's take them early in the morning during breakfast.
Mm.
You need the carbohydrates, you need the proteins, you need the, you know, when you talk about the balanced diet.
Yeah.
And those heavy, heavy, heavy meals,
mm.
you take them early in the morning. Of course, it should be a balanced diet, but early in the morning. As the day goes, you discover that it really helps you now to handle certain activities. I have worked as a literature evangelist for many years.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that really helped me to pull out and move to, you know, many places. I don't know how people in South Africa work, but when it comes to literature evangelism in my country, Zambia, literature evangelists, they walk long distances.
Mm.
They carry heavy bags with the books. You may have deliveries. You are going to see people from one place to another. This will require energy.
Right.
And in order to carry out your duties, if you had taken a good breakfast, you find that as time for lunch comes, you will just eat to supplement or just to boost up the energies.
Right.
And as you go to sleep, I know many of us, as we go to sleep, this is time when we want to take heavy meals.
Mm.
But as we get into dinner or supper, we are to reduce. We take a lighter meal because we are just going to rest.
Right.
So the choices that we make in diet are very important.
Mm.
There are certain things, there are certain foods that we like so much, but they are so dangerous to our health. Foods like, you know, processed foods, junky foods, and all those things. We really need to take care of these things because they may disturb our daily life and choices. We have seen the you know, we have these chronic illnesses like cholesterol, you have heart-related diseases or the cardiovascular diseases, you have hypertension, you have diabetes. All these foods, they are based on the choices, or all these diseases, they are based on the choices we make on a daily basis as we choose food. So let us choose foods which we know that they will contribute to our optimal health. Foods which, even when you sit to make decisions, you are, you know, your mind is operating at a full swing because you have supplied adequate nutrients to your body and you are able to think properly and make certain moves that are necessary in life.
Right. And, you know, like right now, I'm just thinking about how minor it seems, but it's very important, you know, especially because I get like tired easily, especially if you have rigorous work to do. It's important to really pay attention to such things. And then following up with the little time we have left, we have about, less than 10 minutes left. Okay. We have about 8 minutes. All right. We have three more questions, and essentially I want to get through them as quickly as we can. But what role does time management itself play in achieving our long-term goals? I think sometimes we think, oh, no, you know, it's not that bad. Right now, I'm okay. I don't really need to be as, you know, ahead in whatever. But how does you know, managing your time, even when you don't really have a lot to do, help you achieve your long-term goals?
Yeah, time management, this is another critical factor in shaping our long-term success or achieving our goals.
Right.
How we allocate our time each day determines our process or our progress towards our goal. Mm. You know, we have bigger goals in life.
Right.
And those bigger goals that we have are not just achieved on a day. You must have, you know, you must have a plan, a long-term plan. You'll be able to say, okay, by this time, I must be able to do this. I must be able to do this. Even when we talk about school, there are people who want to get PhDs. You don't just dream and wake up and say, okay, now I want to be a doctor. There must be, you know, there's this process that we have gone through.
Right.
Let's say you want to, first of all, you want to upgrade your O levels. There could be one or two of us who didn't do well when we were sitting for our O levels. You want to upgrade your O levels. It has its own time. And that requires allocating time to study. It requires allocating time to attend to class, all those things. And as we do certain projects, we also allocate time. So effective time management allows us to prioritize tasks. We talk about things that we need to do. And when I talk about prioritizing, you know, you can talk about things which are very important or things that are urgent and very important to begin with those. Then you come to things which are very important or things which are important and things that, you know, okay, let me just do them as last. So time management helps us now to look at how we want to achieve our goals by starting with things that you know that you must clear from your table there and then. Then you come to things which you know, okay, these I need more time. Those that you know that you need more time, give them enough time. Otherwise, when it comes to time management, it is one of the critical factors in shaping our success and achieving our goals. I was talking to one colleague who was preparing for exams.
Right.
And he came to say, no, I would like to spend this day in your house. I asked him, what's the problem? What's the issue? He says, you know, I'll be writing exam in 2 days' time. So I really want to concentrate. Now, when I looked at him, I said, okay, this gentleman, he wants to concentrate when he knows that he's approaching exams and there's just 2 days before exams. He wants to concentrate. But you had the whole month. The whole, you know, you have the whole period which you are just wasting. So if we do not allocate time properly, we will be distracted with many things. But if you do, you allocate time, you will minimize on distractions and make helpful or meaningful progress towards your aspirations or things that you want to achieve in life.
And with that, we're looking at these things and they seem very minor. And sometimes it even feels like, you know, our spending habits are minor. How then, in turn, does that affect our financial habits or stability?
Yeah, when we talk about choices, you know, these things that we call minor choices, everything begins with smaller things, you know, minor things. These small things, they make us now to become what we want to be in the future. So, and for example, when I talk about a lifestyle, if you are to define a lifestyle, or how does a lifestyle come about? A lifestyle is formed from a character. But where does character come from? Character comes from repeated habits. And these repeated habits are shaped by the minor choices we are making. So if we choose something today, you make a choice to say, I want to do this, and you repeat it, it becomes a habit.
Right.
And that habit becomes a character, and then you end up, it becomes a lifestyle. So if likewise, when you talk about it in issues of financial stability, these things we like to eat. You find they are nice chocolates, you buy. You have never tasted this. The small amount of money that we have, if we can budget it, plan properly, instead of just spending impulsively, plan properly, we can become financially stable and actually reduce even the poverty levels of our society. One of the reasons why many of us look to be poor, it's not that we are poor. We have the ability to make resources or to any resources, to any money. But because of the smaller choices we make, they make us become financially unstable because of the habits that we have adopted. So I advise that as we make choices, let's be careful, because minor things, if not checked, they will come with force in the future. You discover that you are 40, 50, 60 years. You check behind, what have you achieved? You have not achieved anything. And then we'll get all your payslips and put them on the table. How much did you earn in your 40 years of service, or right. in the 10 years that you have worked, how much did you earn? You discover that you had a lot of money, but the only thing that you appreciated was the stomach.
Right.
Because all you were doing, whatever you have acquired, you go to the shopping malls, you go to these, you know, restaurants, and you are eating those nice foods, you are spending money, maybe you are going for movies, you are just getting clothes. You are not achieving anything. So every finances, every income that you have, learn to plan for it. It could be, you know, reserving something for investment, reserving something, you are saving something for some bigger projects, so that when you sit and look at how you have worked and how you are spending your resources, at least to be pointing at something to say, these are the fruits of my labor.
And with that, we have no time left, but I just want to summarize with one last question, just quickly sneeze it in one minute, perhaps. I think this one people like take quite lightly, but what impact does daily interactions and communication styles have on our relationship? I mean, if we do not speak to people on a daily basis, how will we know how to speak to others? So how does that impact our relationships in general?
Yeah, our interaction is very important. And, you know, when we talk about interaction, we choose the people that we interact with.
Right.
We live with people in the neighborhood. I'm not saying create a limit with certain people.
Mm.
You may, you know, you may just have that, we call it casual talk. You greet them, you just check how people are doing.
Right.
But people that you interact with, the people you spend much time with, are the ones that are also shaping your future. They are making you, they are molding you in a certain way. So the people that you spend time with, the people you interact with, are very, very important, because they may contribute towards your prosperity or your failure. If you interact with people who complain, your life will learn, you know, that culture of complaining. You end up complaining. If you live, if you spend much time with people who are so negative, you know, you become also a person who is negative. So as you choose to interact with people, make sure that you choose people who are positive, choose people who can contribute positively in your life, people who can challenge you on certain things that you have done. You know, you want to achieve certain goals in your relationship. Right. So choose even people that you know that, okay, this one will help me to learn one or two things. When you interact with such people, they will actually help you to grow stronger. And the way we communicate, when we talk about styles of communication, the way we communicate with others, they form now our habits of the way of life.
True.
So if we are used to communicate with people using those, you know, the ghetto languages, vulgar languages, and all that, we become like what we communicate. Communication is very important, because it transmits information to other people and to the world, as long as telling you who is communicating who you are. The Bible says, as the man thinks, so is he. So the way we communicate is as the result of how we think. So let's guard certain avenues of communication, so that we may build a good relationship.
Well, thank you, Pastor Stanley. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I really appreciate you for coming on and, you know, helping us get into the beginning of this conversation of the impact of daily choices. We look forward to, you know, our next conversation together. But thank you so much for joining us on the line.
Thank you.
That was Pastor Stanley on the line, speaking to us about the impact of daily choices. And if you missed out on that, remember you can catch up on the podcast on our website, thesidmedia.org.